we are back on the Campus Chronicle podcast. Yeah, got Ben.
Yep, we're back, man. Excited to be, talking sports with you. So, man.
I heard that Waukee Northwest.
Man, shout out Waukee Northwest girls volleyball team, man. What a dominant showing against Eglinton Sentinel. Won 3-0. All the adversity we had to overcome all year, 38-1 record, just a dominating season by my Waukee Northwest Wolves and our team. We went out on top. We did it the right way, and I'm so proud of this team, man. And
you said they were 38-1. Who'd they lose to?
Waukee.
Oh.
But we beat them on the road, though. So
that's all that matters.
But, so like I was just telling you, girls track, we want it. Softball, volleyball, girls tennis, and golf. We were one stroke away from winning. So shout out our girls teams, man. We're doing well right now. I really like the direction our girls teams are going, and
they got some athletes.
I know, but hey, if you're a top tier athlete, come to Northwest, man. We'll develop you for sure. If we produce good athletes, I mean, that's how it is. And I'm really, really excited about how we performed against Centennial. I'm really happy. Go Wolves, baby. Everybody, every Wolves fan out there should be happy. I am happy. If I'm happy, that means you should be too. Let's pack the den tonight, 7 o'clock against Sioux City East. Let's be there. Let's be loud. And go Wolves, baby. Let's go Wolves. Let's
go. Gotta make it to the dome.
Gotta make it. I'm going to be in attendance tonight to watch my Waukee Northwest Wolves make history tonight against Sioux City East. Be there. If you're a Wolves fan, be loud and go Wolves, baby. I'm more excited about how, I love this school, right? I love this school more than anybody. I mean, I think I'm probably the most diehard fan of this school. I love it so much. And, speaking of that, girls soccer, we won it too. I forgot to, can't leave out my girls soccer team.
They just win everything.
I know, bro. We just that good. We just too good at everything, bro. But yeah, man, if you're a girls athlete and if you want to get developed, come to Waukee Northwest. We'll develop you the right way. And, I'm so proud of the girls, how hard they fought this year. And, it feels special because we've been in the past, three volleyball championships and we won 2 out of 3 now. And I consider it once you win 3, then you're a dynasty. And our girls track team has won 3. So they're a dynasty right now. And man, yeah, if you're a top tier athlete, come to Northwest, man, because we would love to have you. We would love to develop you. We would love to have you, man. And I think you'd make our team a lot better. And so shout out my Wolves volleyball team, man. Getting the job done against the Agony Centennial Jaguars. Go Wolves. Wolves up, baby. Let's go. Good day to be a Wolves fan for sure. I'm really excited about it. And we got did you watch Iowa basketball against
I watched the
Robert Morris. Uh-huh. Man, he looked good, man. But I think the one
Dennis Sturtz.
Yeah, he played like all 40 minutes. Like why? I don't know.
When he went out, he's like, this is the first break that he's had, and it was like 5 minutes left in the game. Like he hadn't come
out. I don't know why McCollum does that so much. He plays him. It's like, bro, you're up by 50, but
played him the whole game.
Yeah, but I think the one thing with this Iowa team is they need to work on is rebounding, right? I mean, they could not rebound the ball well against Robert Morris, who, matter of fact, just beat Ben McCollum's former team, Drake, last night. Yep. But, man, if you're a Drake fan, man, what happened? You lost to Robert Morris? Like, I think Robert Morris is going to be a good team, but it's just...
Jake just upset someone in March Madness. Like,
yeah, but you got to realize all of Drake's players are on Iowa now. So, like...
It's basically like the Drake Hawkeyes, basically.
The Iowa Bulldogs, that's what it is, but... Yeah, man. Iowa plays tonight, 6 o'clock against Western Illinois. If you're going to the game, have fun. It's gonna be a good game. And what are your takeaways from the game against Robert Morris? What do you, what did you look at? Most importantly for the game,
I think they're like a really good team, like put together. Like,
I think Tavion Banks is a good player.
They have a lot of good, great players.
I think even
like on the bench.
I think Brendan Housen and Alvaro Forguera should be starting. I really do. Brendan Housen, did you see him hit that Caleb Clark logo 3? We need that this year from Brendan Housen. We need Housen to have a big year, and I really do believe that Iowa will have a good year, like I said before, and I will say it again and again and again. Ben McCollum is the right guy for Iowa. He grew up an Iowa fan. He knows what it takes to win at Iowa, and he can relate to the fans really well. And I'm just really, really excited to you know, see Ben McCollum this year. And the first game is like, you know, it was kind of weird because, you know, not seeing Fran there, him being there my whole entire life pretty much, and now Ben McCollum is there, and it kind of felt weird, but it was a sense of relief. You know, did you see what Ben McCollum was doing, hyping up the crowd and mm-hmm. giving high fives after the game? You can just tell that he's into it.
And they were all wearing the ties.
Exactly. Like,
the whole stadium.
I know. Like, you can just tell that fans are invested into McCollum, that they want McCollum to do well, and as they should be, right? Like I've said it time and time again, McCollum is the right coach for Iowa. He grew up an Iowa fan. He grew up in the state. He has ties to Iowa, and yeah, it's just a great hire, and I'm looking forward to it. And so, yeah, Iowa basketball tonight at 7 o'clock. I mean, sorry, 6 o'clock against Western Illinois on Big Ten Plus. Let's go Hawks and Jayhawks, man, my Kansas Jayhawks. We got a big game tonight against University of North Carolina at UNC at Dean Smith Center. Who, lucky enough, Dean Smith played basketball at Kansas. North Carolina basketball would not be what it is without Kansas basketball. I mean, I'm serious. You know what's crazy? Kentucky, Kansas, and North Carolina all have their arenas named after former Jayhawks. That they do. Adolph Rupp played basketball at Kansas, Rupp Arena. Dean Smith, former Kansas player, has his name after him at North Carolina. And Fog Allen has his name after him at Allen Fieldhouse. So UNC basketball would definitely not be what it is without without Dean Smith. So, yeah, man.
Did Peyton McCollum get in the game?
No, I wanted to see my classmate get in. I really did. I went to...
He graduated with you?
Yep, I did. Yep. I graduated with Peyton McCollum. And, only for 1 year, though, but I still graduated with him. But, yeah, good dude. So, yeah, I was like, come on, Ben, put in your son. I want to see him play. And he's just a great dude. I couldn't, you know, he's just really cool. And I wanted to see him get in, but he'll get in tonight, I think. I actually will not be watching the games because I will be at the Northwest game. But so, yeah, I wanted to see Kansas do well. They played well against, who did they play their first game? Oh, yeah, Green Bay. Kansas had a good game against Green Bay. Looked very good. Did you see Darren Peterson, man?
I didn't watch.
He had, I think he had 22 points. Looked very good against you know who the coach is at Green Bay? Doug Gottlieb.
Who's that?
You don't know who that is? He's like a radio personality. He's like Stephen A. Smith.
And he's coaching?
No. He does it on the side, like after his coaching. But yeah, you know, Kansas looked good. I mean, they played that Kansas basketball, and I'm looking forward to seeing how they're going to do tonight against North Carolina. I think it's going to be a big test for them. I think it's going to, you know, tell them how good of a team they are. And I think if you can come out with a W here at Dean Smith Center, I think I feel a lot better about this Kansas team going forward. And so, yeah, looking forward to it. Iowa tonight at 6. Kansas tonight at 6. Both great games. Even though I was playing against Western Illinois, it's still a good game. Want to see Ben McCollum do well, and I want to see Coach Self do well. So, yeah, man. Iowa, Oregon, man. What are your thoughts on the game on Saturday?
I think that's going to be a big game for Iowa. I think they can actually make the playoffs if they win.
I do too. I think Iowa.
Like, do you see the college football playoff rankings? What they got so far?
They got
they're number 20. Yep. Yeah. If they win that game, they're going to like boost up. Oregon's going to fall.
Bro, they should have beaten Iowa State.
Yeah,
they should have. But I mean, like, I don't know. I mean, it is what it is. But. Yeah, but yeah, I hope Iowa wins, and yeah, man, just looking forward to the game. I hope Iowa comes out here with the virgins and comes out here and wins, and you know,
it's gonna be loud.
It is. Are you gonna be at the game?
Or are you gonna be sitting in attendance? I don't know. I'm still gonna.
I'm gonna be sitting in attendance too. So gonna be electric, man. Probably one of the best games in Kinnick all time. I mean, just very looking forward to it, and.
Were you at that Penn State one when they were number like 3? Yeah. That one was great.
Wait, you talking about 2021?
Yeah.
No.
You weren't there?
No.
They like stormed the field after.
Yeah, I saw that.
It was like number 3 versus number
celebrate
4.
You Hawkeye fans. But yeah, you know, you know, if we can beat Oregon, we got USC next on the road. Remember what happens the last time we played against USC?
Didn't go too good.
USC fans, I know you remember that game. Don't lie to me. I know you remember that. I know you guys were watching that game. Touchdown, Hawkeyes. Gus Johnson, the legendary Gus Johnson, man, on that call for that game. And, yeah, man, you know, I'm looking forward to it for sure. It's going to be a great game. Kinnick is going to be rocking, baby. And I'm really, really excited to see how Iowa does, you know, come Saturday. So, yeah, looking forward to it. And go Hawks, baby. Going to be more proud to watch Iowa play. So, yeah.
You have anything else for us? What did you write down? Anything?
High school football. You know,
that's all you had?
Yeah, we know. No, I got way more. This is going to last a little bit more.
Just to start.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, what are your picks for the day? Who do you got winning? And I just want to know like your thoughts on the Iowa High School.
Iowa High School football. Yeah. I gotta look at the games. Who plays?
Well, obviously my Northwest Wolves and Sioux City East. Obviously, you can't pick against Northwest at home. I mean, come on now. You just can't do that. I mean,
let me go to the.
I think it's Southeast Polk Liberty.
You said who do they play?
Northwest.
Yeah,
Sioux City East.
Okay, so. It is November 7th. So Iowa City West versus Dowling. I got Dowling.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I hate them, but.
Valley versus Johnston.
Ooh.
Valley.
You think Valley?
I got Valley.
Okay.
It's at Johnston, though.
Yeah. Johnston's a sneaker team, though.
Southeast Polk versus Iowa City Liberty.
Liberty.
I low-key got Southeast Polk with an upset.
Bro, what? Yeah, are you serious? Lie. Bro, I told my mom this. I'm like, Southeast Polk cannot go into little runs again at the every
they
single year.
They low-key suck. I'm not going to lie this year.
Southeast Polk? Yeah. We said that last year, and look what happened. Yeah. I'm just so disappointed. And, like, Northwest beat Southeast Polk, though. So, if Northwest can beat Southeast Polk, I think Liberty can beat Southeast Polk.
And then 4A, there's ADM versus Xavier.
Xavier.
Yeah, they're 10-0.
They are.
Newton versus Gilbert.
Go Newton. We had a football. You know what's crazy? We had a TNT football camp at Newton. Tim, the white team, he makes football camp. I want those guys to do well. Shout out Newton Cardinals. Shout out their head coach. Shout out Nick Milburn. Shout out Isaiah Hansen. Shout out Caden Klein. Great players. Hope you guys ball out tonight.
After this is like it's state? Like they go to the dump?
Yeah. So to win this.
This is just the pods.
Yeah. So if you win this, you lead your pod and then you go on to state. So I'll be witnessing history tonight if my Wolves can come out to victory.
Winner set in Solon.
Solon.
And 10-0. As
Solon.
Well.
Solon. Take Solon.
That's about all we got for the good matchups, Loki.
Go to 3A. I want to see.
3A? Nevada versus Clear Lake.
Clear Lake.
Winner set versus... Wait, I just said that. Wallert Catholic versus
my
West
dad
Delaware.
Went there. Yep, go Wallert. My dad went there, yep.
And then Sioux Center versus Bishop Heelan.
Bishop Heelan.
How is Bishop Heelan hosting the game if they're 8-2? The other team's 9-1.
Probably just like matchups or something. Like they probably played a better schedule, probably. Let's just go all the way down to 8, man. Let's just keep it going. All
right. 2A, we got Cherokee versus
who?
Hooper Catholic.
Who?
PCM versus Wilton.
PCM.
Van Meter versus Mid Prairie.
Van Meter.
All Burnett versus Osage.
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 Osage. I'm going to take that victory, that dub.
Underwood. This is 1A. Underwood versus West Lyon.
Wait. How many 2A matchups do we have?
Four.
Only four? Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. The main state. So, 3A. How is there only four matchups? I don't understand.
Like, so there's going to be four matchups, and then there's going to be four winners from those matchups, and then it's...
There's only going to be two matchups.
Yeah. Oh, like what do you mean?
Like because you said there's four matchups and then there's two winners.
Like there's, 3A right now in the pods, there's going to be four pod winners and then there's going to be two matchups of those people and then they go to state.
I got you. Yeah. You were confusing
me. It's kind of confusing.
Yeah.
When have we got Underwood versus West Lyon?
West Lyon. They're a powerhouse in football.
Beckman Catholic versus Grundy Center.
Ooh, I'm going to take Grundy Center.
Pleasantville versus Regina.
Pleasantville. Shout out Braywin Bingham. Great player, great quarterback, and hopefully he does well tonight.
And Trenor versus South Hardin.
Who? I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'll take Trenor.
This is just Class A. Woodbury Central versus MMCRU.
Who? MMC who?
Northland versus St.
Ansgar?
Yeah.
I'm going to take St. Ansgar. Shout out Matt Sherman, Iowa football alum, went to St. Ansgar. Hopefully your team does well tonight.
West Sioux versus ACGC.
West Sioux, I'm going to take.
Linville Soli versus Wapsieville.
Wapsie Valley. Yeah. I'm going to take Linville Scully.
And then eight players already in the...
Are they all right? Yeah. Oh, I think I actually just need something about that. So let's do every class. Who do you have winning state?
For every class?
Yep.
5A, Waukee Northwest.
Yeah, there we 4A. Go. There we go.
Low-key Xavier.
Yep. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't see anybody stopping Xavier. I mean, they're undefeated. I mean, I don't see anyone stopping them.
Class 3A. Low key, Solon.
Yeah, what's their record? Undefeated?
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Clear Lake.
Is Jared DeVries still coaching there?
I have no idea.
I don't think he is. But you know what's crazy? So you know Darren DeVries, the Indiana coach? Mm-hmm. His sister is the volleyball coach at Northwest. And his two nieces are on the team, Avery Vogt and Logan Vogt.
Crazy.
Are you crazy that I know that too? I mean, I went to, you know what's crazy? His sister was my counselor too at Northwest. Yep. Darren DeVries. Shout out Darren DeVries. Great coach. Hopefully you have a great year in Indiana. But his brother Jared played football at Iowa and was a coach at Clear Lake. I don't know if he still is there, but was there for a long time. And so shout out the Vogt family. Great. Did you see Avery Vogt won the player of the game yesterday for Northwest?
No. Nah.
She's going to Drake, actually. You know what's crazy? Her uncle was the head coach at Drake. Darren DeVries was the head coach at Drake for basketball. And now she's going to where her uncle was the coach at. It's crazy. And then her sister, Logan, is going to Iowa State to play volleyball, which their mom, Jody, actually started her volleyball career at Iowa State. So shout out to Vogt family. You girls are studs. And, I love watching you guys play. You guys are great players. So, All right. So name the two-way guys again. I'll tell you who I think. Okay, what are your predictions? I want to do mine.
Okay, two-way. I got Osage. It sounds like a tough name.
Yeah, it does. That's a wrestling powerhouse. Like UNI's, UNI's wrestling coach went to Osage. Is from Osage. So shout out Doug Schwab.
1A, Regina.
Regina.
Are they tough?
Marv Cook, a former Iowa football player, coached there actually. So I'm just naming ball right here, man. I'm just giving you all these ball stuff.
Class A. ACGC.
Don't know where the heck that is.
A player? I got Bishop Guerin game winning it all.
They're an A player?
Yeah.
Are they really?
Yeah.
I thought they were like 2A or 1A.
Because my grandma lives in a small town up there.
Algona? Nah. That's in Algona, actually.
No, not there. It's you know where our Spencer is?
Mm-hmm.
It's past Spencer. It's almost on the Minnesota border up there.
By Garner?
Kinda.
My mom's from Garner, so
she lives in Grettinger, and they're like,
"Oh, Woodward Granger, yeah." Uh-huh. That's 1A, isn't it?
Nah. What'd you say? What did you say?
Woodward Granger.
No.
Isn't that 1A?
Yeah.
All right. So my picks.
Go ahead.
Obviously, I'm gonna take my Wolves. I mean, I'm not picking against us, bro. I truly do think that Waukee loss was just a wake up call for us.
It's just like Ohio State.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what I've been telling people. It's just like Ohio State. My Wolves are going to the dome. We're going to win it all. If you don't like it, then kick rocks, man. You can kick rocks if you don't agree with me. But my Wolves are going to win. 4A, give me the matchups.
ADM Xavier, Newton Gilbert.
Xavier.
I don't even need to say the rest.
Yep. Xavier. Powerhouse. Produce some good Iowa football players. Ethan Herkett, Jackson Rexroth, Quinn Schulte. Just some great players. And, so 3A. What do you got? Or who are the players?
Nevada, Clear Lake, Winterset, Solon.
2A.
Cherokee.
Who?
Comfort Catholic.
Oh.
Wilton, PCM, Van Meter.
Van Meter. Okay. I mean, they should be in 3A right now. They're 20 minutes from us. You know that?
No, I didn't know.
Yeah, they are. So then 1A.
Underwood, West Lyon, Beckman Catholic, Grundy Center.
Westland. Class A.
Woodbury Central, MM, CRU, North Lynn, St.
Ansgar?
Yes.
I'm going to take you to St. Ansgar. Here, I'm going to go to the bathroom here real quick.
Okay. Okay. I'll just pause.
Yeah, just pause. I gotta go, bro.
All right, we're back. Little bathroom break there, but we're back. So again with my picks. So did I do 8 player yet?
Nah. There's Bishop Guerin. Wait, is that? Yeah, Bishop Guerin and Audubon or Woodbine and Gladbrook Renbeck.
I think Bishop Guerin will win.
They're 11-0.
And so
all of these teams are 11-0. What the heck?
It's because it's class A and football. They score a crap ton of points. That's why.
They literally go it's literally 70-50 every game.
No, it's 100-20. It's just crazy. Because I saw yesterday, I think isn't it like Bishop Garrigan won or something like that yesterday? I think they did.
Yesterday? I don't know.
But yeah, what do you make of Northwest? As I love myself, I'm going to ask you, what do you think of Waukee Northwest this year as a team? How do you think football. We are? Yeah, how do you think we are? How do you think we are? Like, I know how they are, but I want to hear your perspective on it.
Yeah, I think they're pretty good.
Like, who are some of the players that stick out to you?
I don't even know.
You don't know?
I couldn't tell you a player. No.
Matt Kaitlin, you know him?
Yeah, you always say that's the quarterback that has like zero.
Best quarterback in the state. You want me to tell you his stats?
Yeah.
2,559. I don't know if this is right, but here I can tell you his stats right now.
What are their running back stats?
Do
they
run? Ryan Rudolph.
Do they like run or pass more?
They're more of like a pro style offense. So they like to run, pass it a lot, and they like to run it. All right, let me pull up Northwest's stats here. All right, so our quarterback, Matt Kaitlin, get ready for this because this is impressive. 2,635 passing yards, 27 touchdowns, and no picks with 4 rushing touchdowns. Rushing leaders, Ryan Woodruff, 709 rushing yards, 10 touchdowns, 135 attempts for 709 yards. Jordan Green, our leading receiver, 56 receptions for 1,032 yards.
1,000 yards?
Yeah. 32 and 13 touchdowns. Our tackle leader, this is crazy. Listen to this. Austin Van Horn has 81.0 tackles. Like, look at this. This is crazy. This is like some class 8 man type stuff. All right. Our touchdown, Matt Kaitlin, you want to hear his completion percentage? 169 out of 211, 80.1% completion percentage, 2,635 yards, and 27 touchdowns, and 0 picks. Our rushing leaders, Isaiah Oliver has 2 carries for 15 yards. Matt Kaitlin has 29 for 120 for 4 yards. Ron Woodruff, like I just said, has 135 yards for 7, or 135 carries for 709 yards and 10 touchdowns. And Paolo Tumange, who's a rising sophomore in my brother's grade, Charlie, shout out you, you're a great player. He has 67 carries for 543 yards and 8 touchdowns. And our receiving leaders, Isaiah Oliver, going to Iowa. Shout out Isaiah Oliver, he's a dog, man. I can't wait to see you at Iowa. You're going to do great things. And he has 53 receptions for 911 yards and 9 touchdowns. Michael Dunnigan has 19 receptions for 202 yards and 1 touchdown. Jordan Green, like I just said, has 56 receptions for 1,032 yards and 13 touchdowns. Joe Vineyard, who's a rising tight end, and his brother. I actually graduated with Joe Vineyard's brother, Jack Vineyard, who's at UNI as a defensive end. Shout out Jack Vineyard, great player. Hopefully you do well at UNI. Joe Vineyard has 35 receptions for 418 yards and 3 touchdowns. Elliot Combe, who's a good receiver, has 2 catches for 23 yards. And Ryan Rudolph has 3 for 36. So, our kicker has only missed, I think, 1 kick the whole entire season. But, hopefully that all my picks are right. I really do. I hope that, I hope that my Wolves cruise to victory here. And then I hope that, we do good things. So, do you think, if you know any people that are talented, send them over to Northwest, man. We would love to have them. We really would. If you know any talented people, any talented girls, especially girls athletes too. I think, you know, our school is very, we've won girls' state championship games. Like I just said, we've won the past 3 in track. We're 3-time Iowa High School girls' state track champions. Shout out to the girls' track team. What a dynasty they got going there. Just great, 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 great stuff going there by Coach Ben Dewey. And then we won it in softball in July with their girls. Then we won it in soccer with a couple of my classmates. Josie Jones was on that team, plays soccer at Iowa now. Shout out to her. She's a great player. Hopefully she does well at Iowa. And then girls tennis getting a title this year. Really setting the standard for what Northwest girls sports should look like. And our girls cross country team this year. Shout out to our girls cross country team. As a Northwest cross country alum myself, it is very amusing to see these girls go out there every single day and compete, because I know what it's like, right? I was a runner myself. I went out there, I competed, I had a great time doing it. You know, Coach Nielsen, we had a great time doing it, and I'm really, really proud of the Northwest Coast Cross Country team. You know, we got a trophy. We deserve to win that trophy. Those girls played played their hearts out, and I'm just really you know, proud of them, man. They work so hard, and yeah, they worked so hard and came with the title. And then how about just dominating? Dominating in the Iowa High School Volleyball Championship. So did you see all the scores that we like played against? So did you see the Indiana and the Ankeny score?
No.
We didn't lose one set in three. So we had three different rounds. Indiana the first round, Ankeny the second round, and Ankeny Centennial the third. We didn't lose one match. Not one. That just shows you how good of a volleyball team we are. Jordy Vogt is a
what
great.
What was the scores, you know, like of each set? Was it like a like it wasn't close at all?
No, I think here I can pull it up right now on Varsity Bound, real quick. Here I can pull it up here real quick. Speaking of that, some sad news. Did you see Marshawn Nealon died?
Yeah, he just did. You see, he just blocked a punt and returned it for a touchdown, like literally like the last day.
Did he really?
Yeah, like they played the Cardinals on Monday Night Football.
I don't want anybody to die, man. Rest in peace, Marshawn Nealon, man. It's unfortunate what happened, man, and you know, rest up, man. Hopefully, my thoughts and prayers are with your family. So, yeah, man, just real unfortunate news. You know, you never want anybody to pass away like that. You know, suddenly, and you know, it's disappointing. But yeah, man, I'm trying to see if I can find the score. Speaking of that, Jenica Lewis. I knew she was going to go to Notre Dame. And what have I been telling you? Iowa is either going to get Bjorn or they're going to get Jenica Lewis. And I've been telling you, mark my words on this, back me up. I've been telling you Iowa's going to get Addison Bjorn over at Jenica Lewis. Have I not been saying that?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to, I'm serious.
I knew she wasn't going to go to Iowa because there's just too much talent there. She wanted to go somewhere else. She wanted to make her own.
Hey, hear me out. Caleb Clark originally committed to Notre Dame and then flipped to Iowa, so I'm not saying that.
You never know.
Hoping that Jenica Lewis can do that too, but for the time, I'm trying to see what the scores was here. Okay, so the first set was 25-10 Northwest. Second set was a lot closer than you expected, 25-21 Northwest. And the last set, 25-18 Northwest. So they were pretty close. I mean, they weren't like blowing them out, but I mean, it's a state title game. It's going to be close, you know, regardless of you know, the team's records. And
they just sweep like all season long.
They lost one game, but it was in the early season though, right? But we did come back and we beat Waukee at Waukee. I was actually watching that game. I think that's here. I'll show you a stat actually right now. I'll show it to you on my phone. It's like a crazy stat. I think it's like Northwest hasn't lost a match in like 38 sets or something like that. It's absolutely crazy. Read this to the people out here. Okay.
Let me see. Waukee Northwest only lost four sets the entire season. They finished with 52 straight set victories. Absolute domination by, say your name?
Jordy Vogt.
Jordy Vogt.
That's crazy, squad. Shout out Waukee Northwest, man. You girls are so amazing. I just...
Bro, that's like actually like Nebraska type stuff.
No, yeah, it is, bro. Like we're dominating Iowa right now, man. We're reaching new heights, man. And I'm just I'm really, really excited to see how you know, good that we're gonna be this year as a team. And I'm really looking forward to it. You know, it's as a Northwest, you know me, a diehard Northwest fan, alum of that school. I'm so excited for those girls. They deserve every minute of it. And shout out to Waukee Northwest Coast Volleyball, man. They deserve every minute of it. So NBA. So how are your?
Hold on, I looked up the Waukee Northwest football stats. Why does it say your quarterback punted twice? What's going on there?
Okay, so here I think it's what it is. So we pretend that we're gonna for it, and then he just like throws it up and punts it. So yeah.
Like an NFL type.
Yeah.
Like Tom Brady.
Yeah, we do that. I don't know why. I don't know why we do that, but
just put the punter out.
Yeah.
The Lakers, they're looking actually like really good.
They are.
Like,
is LeBron? I saw LeBron's getting closer.
He's getting like he's playing on like 5-on-5. He'll be back in like a week or two, they said. But like it was just Luka, like not even Austin Reeves.
Austin Reeves was hurt.
Uh huh. He's
what did he hurt?
I'll look it up. Hold on. The Lakers are 7-2. They just beat the Spurs.
Hey,
Wemby. His groin. Austin Reeves hurt his groin.
Wait. Austin did or Wemby?
Austin Reeves hurt his groin.
That's going to be that's a big loss for you guys. I mean, he's a sharp shooter for sure.
Austin Reeves and Luka are like the highest scoring duo in the NBA right now.
Are they really?
Austin Reeves.
Not Shea and them in OKC?
Austin Reaves is averaging more than Shea right now.
How many more? How many points is Austin Reaves averaging?
31.1.
He's averaging 31 points?
Luka's averaging 40.
Are you wait, are you serious?
I'm so.
Bro, he has to win MVP, 40. Bro. That's what I'm saying. If he does not win MVP, bro.
He's averaging 40, 11 rebounds, and 9 assists.
I would tell you this right now. If he does not win MVP, I'm never watching an NBA game ever again. I'm dead serious.
A 40-point triple-double.
Yeah, like, bro. Don't get me wrong. I love Jokic. Great player. Great player and all. But if Jokic, I mean, if Luka Doncic keeps doing this, and if he doesn't win MVP, bro, I swear to God, I am never going to watch another NBA game in my life ever again.
Like, Jokic is cool, but like a 40-point triple-double?
Yeah, like you don't see that. And this is without LeBron.
Yeah, he doesn't have LeBron or Austin Reaves. Like,
I know.
The two best players.
But, crazy. But, bro, if you're a Mavs fan, what the biggest mistake?
AD.
And no, like, bro, AD is so injury prone, bro. I don't understand.
He's injured right now, too.
I know, exactly. Like, he can never. The last time AD stayed healthy was before COVID, was 2020. Let me say that one more time. The last time AD was healthy was in the COVID bubble season. That was that was almost 6 years ago. Do people realize how long ago that was? I was in seventh grade. I'm graduated from high school now. I was in seventh grade at that time.
The thing is, they didn't even get like a pick for him.
No, they didn't.
They got Max Christie and AD. That's what they traded Luka for.
Max Christie went to Michigan State. I mean, do I think Max Christie's a good player? Yeah, but he's not Luka good. Like, not even close. But yeah, but who's the Mavericks GM? I mean, isn't it Nico Harrison?
Yeah, Nico Harrison.
Bro, I'm not gonna say it. I know because I'm not allowed to say it, but you know what you are, bro. You are just you're dumb, bro. Like, why would you trade away the face of your franchise for a guy that gets hurt pretty much every single week and a guy that is a role player? Like, I don't understand what you're doing. It doesn't make any sense to me at all. Like same with the Browns getting rid of Baker Mayfield. Yeah. This can be like a Browns getting rid of Baker Mayfield situation. I don't understand it, and it doesn't make any sense. You talk about winning. Luka literally led you to the finals. You went to the finals with Luka.
Like the previous year, he went to the finals.
Exactly. Why would you get rid of him? I don't understand. Like, I get you get picks, but like, you got Anthony Davis for him. He's terrible. Like, he's not good. Like, for people who are saying, Ben, you need to stop going on a rant. Like, bro, I'm gonna say what I believe, man. Anthony Davis, do I think he's a great player? Yes.
When he's healthy.
When he's healthy, he's a good player.
He can be like a top 10 player when he's healthy.
We've seen that before.
Top 5, maybe.
Like, I truly believe this. If Anthony Davis stays healthy, he's like prime Shaq. Like, not as good as prime Shaq, but like close to it. But like, yeah, man. Nico Harrison, man, you're just dumb, bro.
Like, that's literally like. Like, you remember where you were when the Luka trade happened.
Oh, I was at a friend's house.
I was asleep. Like, I was falling asleep. I got the notification. I was like, is this April Fool's, bro? Like,
no, it was actually in April, though, too.
I know. I was like, this is April Fool's, right? Like, this can't be real. Yeah. And I was like, because it said, like, Luka to the Lakers. I said, who did we send? Like,
yeah.
And I looked at it. I said, AD? That's it?
Yeah.
I said, there's nothing else? There's no way.
Yeah, I was at a friend's house, actually. I went to my phone. And I was like, wait. What?
Luka to the Lakers?
Is this a joke? Like, what in the world is going on? But, like, who's the Lakers GM? Is it still the Buss family?
Or is it... I think it's Rob...
Oh, Rob Pelinka. Rob Pelinka. He's a good GM. Yeah, he's a good GM. He went to Michigan, actually. Michigan Wolverine. And how long has he been there for? I don't think he's been there a long time, actually.
He's been there... Because I think Genie handed it over to him. He's been there for 8 years.
So he's been there since 2018.
Yep.
Wait. Yeah. 2018. So, wait, no. 2017.
Yeah.
So, yeah. He would have been there with, like... So his... Okay. This is ball knowledge right here. His coaches that he would have hired are Luke Walton, Frank Vogel, Darvin Ham, and J.J. Redick. I believe those are the coaches that he was with.
Yeah.
There might have been one more in there.
Say what you said
again. Okay, so Luke Walton.
Yeah, that's when. Who did you say? Like, what did you say first? What is it? What are you saying?
The coaches that been there.
Yeah,
with.
He started. Right. That's
Luke Walton.
Yeah, that was the first.
Frank
one.
Vogel.
Yep. They won the championship.
And then it was. Oh my God! Don't tell me it was
Darvin.
Darvin Ham. Yeah. Was he even there for a year?
He was there like two.
And then just see ya.
Like one and a half.
And then
he had his hands in his pocket doing nothing, bro.
Yeah, he's sitting there. Come on, bro. Come on. Box out. Come on, LeBron. Can you name all the head coaches that LeBron's had in his career? I can.
Nah.
All right.
I've done this before.
All right. So his rookie year. Who are those
players? I have no idea.
All right. So his rookie year was David Blatt. I'm not going to name it in any order.
Yeah.
All right. Tyronn Lue, David Blatt, Eric Spoelstra, J.J. Redick, Darvin Ham, Frank Vogel, Luke Walton, Mike Brown was his coach with the Cavs.
Is that his first coach? Who was his first coach?
I think it was actually Brendan Malone, actually. Brendan Malone was on there. I'm fucking missing somebody. Tyronn Lue, he went to the finals with, I know, with the Cavs. His Lakers coaches have been J.J. Redick, Darvin Ham, Luke Walton, Luke Walton, Frank Vogel, and here, look up LeBron James' coaches. I'm going to tell you all of them. So you tell me which ones I miss.
Say yours again.
David Blatt, Tyronn Lue, Eric Spoelstra, obviously, J.J. Redick, Darvin Ham, Luke Walton for about a couple years. I already said Darvin Ham. Frank Vogel, Mike Brown, Tyronn Lue.
You're missing one right now.
Oh, Brendan Malone.
At the start, like his first.
Oh my dude, I remember. It's a white guy, isn't it? Oh my god, what's this dude's name? What does it start with?
P.
PJ Carlesimo. I don't know, dude.
Paul Silas.
Oh my. Okay, I do remember that. You know what's crazy? I actually looked up LeBron James' coaches one time, and I saw Paul Silas. You know whose dad that is? Steven Silas. He used to coach the Rockets. Yep, that's his dad. Yep. All right, so Paul Silas. David Blatt, Tyronn Lue, Eric Spoelstra, Luke Walton, Frank Vogel, Darvin Ham, and J.J. Redick. So he's had nine coaches in his career. That's crazy.
Through like 23 seasons.
That's insane, bro. All right, I can name Steph Curry's coaches. I mean, he's only had two. He's had Mark Jackson and Steve Kerr. I mean, those are his only coaches. I think I can do KD. KD had P.J. Carlesimo, Scott Brooks, Billy Donovan, Steve Kerr, Mike Budenholzer, Frank Vogel, I think, for a year with the Suns. Are you looking up KD's coaches? All right, so I know his rookie year was P.J. Carlesimo. Then it was Scott Brooks. Then it was Billy Donovan, like his very cup last 2 years in Oakland. Then it was Steve Kerr, obviously, with the Warriors. Then he went to the Nets. I'm forgetting about that. Jacque Vaughn, Steve Nash. Kenny Atkinson with the Nets. And then the Suns, Budenholzer and Vogel. And now it's I am Udoka. So that's 10 head coaches. 10 head coaches. That's crazy.
Wait, who'd you say for the Suns?
Budenholzer and Frank Vogel.
You missed one.
Who else was a coach? They got one
more Suns coach.
Is he an intern?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah.
What? I don't remember them hiring an intern.
No, he wasn't. He was a good coach. Let me look it up. Hold on.
Is he a good coach?
I would say he's above average. Like, he's not a terrible
coach. Mike Budenholzer?
Well, you said him. He coached him for 1, 2, 3, like 4 years.
With the Suns?
Yeah.
Kenny was only in the Suns for like 2 years.
His record was 194 and 115, like 60%. He led him to the finals, this coach. They were in the finals with this coach on the Suns.
What?
In 2021, he was the coach.
Oh, Monty something. Uh-huh. Monty Williams. Yeah. That was his coach of the Suns? Uh-huh. Oh, shoot. I think I did forget about that. Oh, yeah.
That was his first year, I think.
And then he went to Budenholzer, and then he went to Frank Vogel. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see if I can do Giannis. I think Giannis's coach was, I forget. I know he had Budenholzer. He has Doc Rivers. He had Adrian Griffin for a year. And then I think his rookie year. Oh, Jason Kidd was his coach, too. Forget about that.
Mm-hmm.
So he had Giannis was drafted in what year, 2014?
I think 2013? No. Giannis was drafted, yeah, 2013.
All right, so it would have been Jason Kidd was his coach. Am I right, or is there somebody before that?
There's someone before that. There's
no, I don't,
there's
I'm
two before
know.
That. Yeah, you. There's,
okay.
Jim, you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Jim Boylan and Larry Drew were the first two.
I know Larry Drew. All right, so Jim Boylan, Larry Drew, and then Jason Kidd, yep. Mike Budenholzer, Adrian Griffin, and Doc Rivers.
You missed one in between. 2018.
Jason Kidd.
It was like, I think Jason Kidd got fired midseason that year because
this
was
like enough.
Joe Prunty.
Who?
Who knows?
Yeah. If you could, here's the thing for you. If you could play for any coach in the country, basketball and let's do basketball and football, who would you play for? Like, you can do college and NFL.
Like okay, all so, time?
Yeah, so start with college and then do NFL and then, you know.
College, Coach K.
What about Bill Self?
Nah, Coach K.
No offense. I don't like Coach K, but I want to. I respect him, though. Bobby Knight. He'd be throwing chairs at you on the sidelines if you mess up. There's Bobby Knight. Buddy, I'm going to throw a chair at you right now. I don't know if you realize it, but I'm going to throw something at you. No, seriously, like for all those Indiana players, do you know Isaiah Thomas, a guy in the Pistons?
Uh-huh.
Do you know he was coached by Bobby Knight?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, no wonder why he was a you-know-what to Michael Jordan. No wonder he was a pain in the you-know-what to him. Bobby Knight taught him well. Who are your top 10 coaches of all time?
Like...
Top five. We'll do top five. Like basketball.
Professional like. Or just like any?
Do both. Professional and okay, college.
In no order. Like in no order. I'm going to say top 10.
Okay.
Steve Kerr.
Oh, okay. You're doing NBA first. Okay.
Oh, like you want me to do like...
No. You can
combine them?
No. Just do one NBA, or the other. But go ahead.
NBA and then college? Yeah, right, go ahead. I'll do NBA first. In no order. Steve Kerr, Phil Jackson.
Yep.
I'd say...
Red Auerbach. Celtics.
Tyloo's not terrible.
I mean, he won 11 rings with Bill Russell. I mean,
I'd say
Don Nelson.
Yeah. Who was the
Doc Rivers?
Bro, I need to. Yeah, no, I don't like him, Loki.
You don't like Doc Rivers?
He's my 11th, Loki.
Bro, who do you?
No, because like he's blown so many 3-1 leads. I just can't.
That's the players, though.
So, he won in 2008, right, with the Celtics.
Yeah. Paul Pierce, KG, Ray Allen. Yep.
Hold on, let me. I need to get like a.
Don Nelson should be on
there. Greg Popovich is there.
Oh, you got to put Greg Popovich.
Pat Riley.
Yep, great coach for the Heat. Wait, wasn't he Lakers and then Knicks? Yeah.
Spoelstra.
Yep. Spoelstra, yeah.
I don't know who else I would put in there. Rick Carlisle, he's pretty good.
He's okay. I mean, he doesn't want
to. Top 15, maybe.
He doesn't want to finals or anything, but.
I like Nick Nurse. He got like.
Carroll Iowa native. Yep. Played at UNI, was a great player.
Wasn't he like the Iowa Energy or something coach?
I'm surprised you knew that. He was the Iowa Energy coach, now the Iowa Wolves for like 3 years, and he's actually from Carroll. He went to Kemper Catholic, and so you know what's crazy? So I have a third cousin named Matt Thomas. You probably remember him from Iowa State. He played for the Toronto Raptors, and he played for Nick Nurse, and I've only met Matt Thomas probably like twice, but he's a good dude, and he went to Iowa State. I wish he would have gone to Iowa, but he went to Iowa State. So, So, what about college now?
Coach K.
Yep. Dean Smith, Roy Williams, John Wooden.
Who was the Carolina coach?
Dean Smith.
The other one.
Roy Williams.
I said Bill Self. Tom Izzo.
Yeah.
Rick Pitino.
Yep.
I said Roy Williams. John Wooden.
Obviously.
I said Coach K.
Yep. Bobby Knight. Obviously. Don't chairs it.
John Calipari. He decent.
Okay. Here, I think John Calipari is an overrated coach. Hear me out on this. He gets all these 5-star recruits, and he only has one national championship. Like, that's why Bill Self is such a better coach. He has 2 national championships. You know why? Because he develops his players. He says, all right, hey, you come in here, you might not be a one and done, but we can come in here and we can develop you. We can turn your strengths and you can turn your weaknesses into strengths. And that's what makes Bill Self such a good coach, is that he's able to identify that stuff. And I think no hate here. I think John Calipari is an overrated coach. I really do. But keep going. You can have your opinion.
I got one more.
You can have
Dan Hurley.
I think he will be. All right, so mine in no particular order. NBA, I mean, Steve Kerr, obviously. Red Auerbach, Phil Jackson, Greg Popovich, Doc Rivers, I think she'd be up there. Don Nelson, great coach. Pat Riley, with the Knicks and Lakers. Who was the Lakers coach with like Will and Jerry West and I'm trying to think of who that, because I remember they went to like the NBA Finals like every single year and like won it with like Will and Jerry West and I'm trying to remember.
Bill Sharman.
I don't know who that is. I think he might have actually played for the Lakers.
He led them to the 72 championship. Remember, Jerry West won the Finals MVP even though he lost.
Yeah, how does that make any sense?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, bro, how do you win an NBA Finals MVP and then you lose? I don't understand how that makes any sense. But yeah, so where was I at? I'll put that dude on there. I'll put how many good coaches we got in the league right now? We got Steve Kerr, Doc Rivers. Oh man. Here's a hot take. I'll put Jason Kidd on there. I think Jason Kidd is a great coach. And I'll put Steve Nash on there. I think Steve Nash is a phenomenal coach. I think he's done great things. And, So in college, no particular order. Coach K, Bobby Knight, Bill Self, Dean Smith, Roy Williams, John Wooden, Rick Pitino. Oh, my God. I'm blanking on some names here. I can't think of any, man. Who did you say? Who was your list? I'm trying to just think of guys off
the list. Roy Williams, Coach K.
Bobby Knight, Bill Self.
Bill Self. I said Pitino.
Yep, I had Pitino on there.
I don't know. I'm blanking on mine, too.
Oh, Izzo, I put on there.
Yeah, Izzo. I said
that. Oh, man. I need two more.
Wait, can we do like... I would put Gino up there.
That's fair. Gino, yeah. I put up there. And Tara Vanderveer. And for number 11, Dawn Staley. Oh. I'd add her. Great coach. Mm-hmm. Done great things in South Carolina. You can reshape your list if you want to. Go right ahead.
Oh,
there's
none. We're good.
No. You can reshape it. Go ahead.
Dawn Staley.
Okay.
Gino.
Yep.
Coach K.
Yep.
Roy Williams.
Yep. John Wooden.
John Wooden. Rick Pitino.
Yep. Bobby Knight.
Tom Izzo.
Yep.
Bill Self.
Mm-hmm.
And then round that out with...
Rick Pitino.
Is that what... I said that already.
Oh, yeah, you did. Bobby Hurley. Or Dan Hurley.
Yeah, Dan Hurley.
That's a valid list. That really is. All right, you want to do NFL? You want to do college coaches and NFL coaches?
College, right. Nick Saban.
Obviously, the GOAT.
Bear
Bryant.
He's pretty good. Brian Kelly.
What?
No. Heck no. I hate him.
Why'd you say Brian Kelly then?
It came up first.
Oh.
I looked up best college coaches and that's who came up first.
No, you got to type in of all time.
Yeah.
Phil Fulmer from Tennessee's got to be in there.
We said Bear Bryant.
Yeah, Bear Bryant. Nick Saban actually took... No. Nick Saban did not take over Bear Bryant. It was Mike Shula took over for Bear Bryant. Bobby Bowden for Florida State.
Urban Meyer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bobby Bowden.
Be smart.
I think he will be. Bowden was actually Deion's coach at Florida State, and they won that championship, so I put him up there.
Dabo? Sweeney?
I think he will be. I just think he needs to prove more. He needs to win more national championships. I mean, he only has how many? Two?
Two.
I think to be considered an elite coach, you have to win at least four or five. Do I think Dabo's a good coach? Yes. I'm not taking that away from him, but I just think he needs to win more national championships for him to be considered in that. But you can have your opinion on that. I'm not hating on that.
Ryan Day will get there.
Yes, he will. John Cooper's got to be on there for Ohio State.
Kalen DeBoer will be there.
I'm going to be honest with you. I think Kalen DeBoer's Alabama team is soft. Like, I think the way that they play is just really soft. It's nothing like Nick Saban's team. Uh-uh. It's not like, you know, like hard-nosed, gritty football. I just think it's soft football, and that's why Alabama is falling apart.
Jimbo Fisher's pretty good.
With Jameis. He was good with Jameis Winston at Florida State, but, I mean, is that your list? Or?
Yeah.
All right. Mine, no order. Nick Saban, obviously. Bear Bryant. I put Bobby Bowden in there. I put Bob Stoops in there from Oklahoma. You know, it's crazy enough. Bob Stoops actually went to Iowa. So would you put Kirk in there too? I don't know if I'd put I mean, he doesn't have a national championship.
I'd put him like top 15 maybe on that.
If you would have a national championship, he'd be top 10.
Yeah. This year, he's going to get one.
You, heck no. Playing conservative, you're not going to win a national championship. You're never going to win a national championship playing conservative. Ooh, this it gets tough from here. So I have Nick Saban, Bear Bryant, Bobby Bowden, Bob Stoops, Lane Kiffin. Ooh, I don't know if I want to put Lane Kiffin up there. He doesn't have that championship. Man, I need to do some research on coaches, bro. Like, I low-key do. Screw it. I'll just put coaches that I think will. Lane Kiffin, I think, will be up there. Oh, man. Phillip Fulmer, Peyton Manning's coach, I think, will be up there. I think...
You should put James Franklin up there.
Heck no. Heck no. Oh, Petrino. Joe Paterno I'll put up there. Weird guy, but yeah. I'll put him up there. I'd put... oh, man. Who else was a powerhouse back then that had some good coaches? I'm trying to think. Why? Just look up like all-time best college football coaches. I don't know why I'm blanking on some, bro. Like, honestly.
Who did you say already?
I said Bobby Bowden, Nick Saban, Bob Stoops, Lane Kiffin, Bear Bryant. I had him in there. I had Joe Paterno.
Low-key, I really don't know any of these people.
Just tell me him.
Hold on. You said Joe Paterno?
Yep.
Bobby Bowden?
Yep. Florida State, Deion's coach.
Tom Osborne?
Oh, yeah. At Nebraska, yep. I put him up there, too.
Woody Hayes?
Yeah, I put Woody Hayes. I put Barry Alvarez up there from Wisconsin.
Pop Warner? He was a coach.
Like Pop Warner football? Are we talking the same Pop Warner?
Pop Warner had 311 wins.
How many losses?
He won 319, four national championships, and a member of the Hall of Fame.
What school?
One of the greatest college football coaches, known for his innovative, I don't know, national champion. Oh, at Pittsburgh and Stanford.
Pitt. I wonder if he was Dan Marino's coach at Pitt.
He is, they don't have they have his wins, but not his losses.
How? It's too funny. He doesn't want to acknowledge his losses.
He was too far gone. Oh, wait. He went 319 and 106 and 32 ties because I guess you could tie back then.
I don't know why in the NFL you tie, bro. Like, this is professional football. This is not peewee football.
Like a tie is a loss. If you're gonna
pretty much is
at the end of the game. If you're gonna tie, that should be kind of.
That's what I hate about the NFL, dude. Like, stop tying. These guys are professionals. For God's sake, like, these guys are professionals. Do you agree with this? Like, they should not be tying. I don't care how many overtimes
this
it takes.
This is not like high school football.
Exactly. This is not peewee football. There needs to be a winner. Like, teams could have so much more wins. Could you imagine seeing a tying record? Yo, bro, we're 15-2-1. Like, bro, I don't want to see that. As a player, I don't want to see a tie on our record. I really don't. I think ties are stupid. There needs to be decided a winner. I don't care how many overtimes it takes. I don't care if it takes 9 overtimes. There needs to be a winner. Period. End of story. I mean, there needs to be. You have it in high school. You have it in college. Why? This is the highest level of football we're talking about, the NFL, and they tie. Makes no sense. I don't understand why they do it. Roger Goodell, you need to do something about that because... It makes the NFL look really, really soft. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, definitely.
Like, this new kickoff rule, here's the things that make the NFL soft. This new kickoff rule, banning the hip drop tackle, like, bro, what? It's, players aren't trying to, like, yo, bro, I'm going to try to tackle you the hip drop way. Like, players aren't trying to do that. It just, like, it happens. You know what I mean? Like, it just happens like that. Like, you can't, you know what's crazy? They're going to start fining players for hip drop tackling. Like, bro, that's not okay. Like, you need to stop doing that and actually like realize that if you hip drop tackle somebody, it's okay. Like, it's okay. They all make mistakes. They all do. It's okay. Like, we all make mistakes. Roger Goodell makes mistakes. Like, in the NFL, you're going to make a mistake. All right, but you shouldn't be fined for it. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's dumb. And I think having ties in the NFL is really dumb. I think that it makes them look really soft. I really do. I don't think it's good for the NFL, and I don't think it's, like, you talk about bringing in money. The more overtimes you get, the more commercials you get, which brings in a lot more money. Roger Dell talks about bringing in a lot more money. If you go to overtime, you'll bring in a lot more money. Plain and simple. That's my rant about it. It probably won't change, but I'm stating my case. I want it to change, but I don't think it will, because all the NFL is just a moneymaker. They care about money first and player safety second, which shouldn't be the priority, but it is. And unfortunately, it is. But yeah, man. Speaking of NFL, did you see the Broncos-Raiders game last night?
No, I'd stop watching it after the first half. It ended like 10-7, didn't it?
Bro, the Broncos beat the worst team in the division 10-7. The Chiefs even beat it more by that.
Bro, the Chiefs went like 30-0.
Yeah, it wasn't even close. Like, do you think Bo Nix is a good quarterback?
I think he's not anymore. Like,
do you think he's better than Caleb?
At times, but right now, Caleb Williams is better.
Yes, I'm not hating on Bo Nix. Like, I think he's good.
There's games that Caleb, I don't like what Caleb's doing in
the game. Yeah, exactly.
Or like sometimes I would take Bo Nix over him, but at this point in time, I would take Caleb.
Yes.
Like, I'm not even a Caleb fan. Like,
you don't like Caleb? Like, what don't you like about him?
Like, it's just the fact that, like, it's just like at the start of the draft, remember, he was like, I don't want to go to the Bears, or like that, all that
there's
drama.
Actually a book that's coming out about that, actually.
All that drama and everything. Like, he didn't want to get drafted by the Bears. He didn't want to go to Chicago. Like, that really just didn't make me like him from the first day. But, like, he's getting better.
Yeah, for and, sure. Like, Ben Johnson's making him a better quarterback.
And, like, I can't really hate on him anymore. But I have faith in him. I believe in him.
Yeah, I do, too. But, like, here's the other thing is, like, sometimes he makes, like, these Superman-like plays, and he can't make a simple throw like that. That's the stuff I don't get.
Like, he throws it off of his back.
Yeah.
Like, make it fading away.
Exactly.
Pass, but then he, like...
Like, a simple throw, like a five-yard throw.
Stood in the pocket, 5 yards. 5 yards.
He can't even make that throw. I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense. But do I think Ben Johnson's helping him? 100%. I think Ben Johnson is helping this Bears. I think... If we had Matt Eberflus as our coach, thank God we don't. I'm glad we move on from him. But if we would have Matt Eberflus as our coach, we don't beat the Raiders, we don't beat the Commanders, and I know for a fact we don't beat the Bengals. You can tell the Ben Johnson effect is real. I'm just so happy that Ben Johnson's our coach, man. Like, you see Ben Johnson's post-game locker room stuff that he says? Mm-hmm. Good, better, best. Never. I love hearing Ben Johnson say that, because it makes me tune in, it makes the players into it, and... I love it so much. I love Ben Johnson. He's just such a great coach. He cares so much about his players. And, yeah, man. No coach I want to play for than Ben Johnson, for sure. I don't know if I'm biased because I'm a Bears fan, but, yeah, man. We got a big game this Sunday against the Giants. At home, 12 o'clock game. Giants are 2-7, but let's not overlook them. All right. Jackson Dart is a good quarterback. Do I think he's going to be elite? I don't know yet. We have to see. We have to see how good he's going to be. But I think the Bears can win this game. Who would have thought? I'm not going to jinx anything yet because we haven't won yet. But if the Bears win this game on Sunday against the Giants, who would have thought the Bears would be 6-3? Like, I never would have thought of that. Last year, we went 5-3 and we lost like 10 games in a row because we had a terrible coach. And this year we have such a better coach than Matt Eberflus. Like, such a better coach. Like, Ben Johnson is just, he's meant to be a head coach. He really is. The way that he coaches, his grittiness, his toughness, his energy, I love him as a coach, man. And it's just, I love watching Ben coach. And but yeah, like, I'm looking forward to it. This Sunday, we play the Giants.
Are actually in the running for the division too,
and we have a 5-3 record.
The Packers are 5-2-1, half of a game.
I hate the Packers.
Like a tie should count as a loss. It should not be a half of a.
Yeah, it should.
It's not a half a win. You can't share a win.
No, bro, you can't. It's the end. Like, I'm gonna say this one more time.
If you did that in the playoffs, how are you gonna share a win? You can't. Like, you can't advance in the playoffs.
Exactly.
You'd have to play each other again.
Exactly. Like, it makes no sense. This is not high school football. Like go to overtimes. If you have to go
even high school keeps going.
Exactly.
It just keeps going to overtime.
I don't know why NFL does it. It's so soft. It makes them look so soft. I hate it. I've been telling people this for years. Why are we banning hip-shot tackle when we should be making more money Why are we not banning hip? Why are we not banning the tush push? But we go to overtimes, but we tie games. How does that make any sense? We're not going to ban the tush push, which makes Jalen Hurts look good, which he's actually not a good quarterback. Shout out Jalen Hurts. You are not a good quarterback. And if you think Jalen Hurts is a good quarterback, you do not know ball at all. Do you think Jalen Hurts is a good quarterback?
He's not amazing.
No. Like, I think
I'd have him rather than like just a bum quarterback.
I think the tush push makes him good.
Yeah. Like that's his star play right there.
Yeah. Like, yo, bro. Like he can't pass that well.
He can run it. He can run the tush push four times to get a touchdown.
Exactly. Like that's what makes him good. Like he's just not. Like
on occasions he can look like a great quarterback. Like he can fool you to make you look like he's like.
But he's just not.
Like 400 passing yards and everything.
And it doesn't help that he has Saquon and AJ Brown and Devontae Smith and the best O line of football around him.
The next game he can have like 100 passing yards and two picks. Like,
mm-hmm. Do you think Saquon got the Madden curse this year?
Yeah, he definitely did.
He has the Madden curse, bro.
Like the first seven games, he didn't have a 100-yard game.
I used to not believe in that, but that's a real thing now. Like when Mahomes was on the cover of it, wasn't it like 2018? He got hurt for like one game against the I don't know who it was, but I think he got hurt.
And then the game that Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes were on it, they both like didn't make the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, that, like, I think Madden curse is a real thing. I actually believe it.
It goes way back, too.
I know, it does. Crazy. Like, what was the first Madden curse? Like, was it, like, Michael Vick or something?
When did he play? What year?
I think he was on a Madden, like, 06 or something. Yeah. Like,
I think that's when it started. And then, like, you know, Peyton...
Peyton Manning?
No, Peyton, like, the running back for the Browns.
Oh, Peyton Willis? Yeah, Peyton Willis. Yeah.
He had, like, that one good year, and then...
Yeah, he just disappeared. Kind of like Johnny Manziel. Mm-hmm. Like... But yeah, what's your favorite Madden game that you've ever played?
Madden 20.
Why?
It was the first one that I ever got.
Who was that? Was it not Mahomes?
Yeah, it was Mahomes.
It was?
Mm-hmm. It was absolute cinema.
I've had every single Madden since Madden 19 and Antonio Brown. I don't have Madden 26. I have Madden 25, but... Yeah, it's just... But that's what me and my brother used to do all the time. We would go downstairs and we would play Madden and... Bro, he would. I swear to God, my younger brother would beat me all the time in Madden, bro. Like, I literally thought he was cheating. I was like, bro, why are you cheating, bro? He's like, bro, I'm not cheating. I'm like, yes, you are, bro. Like, he would run like these trick plays every single play to like get me to like. No, I'm dead serious. Like, he would actually do this. We would go downstairs in our basement. We would play Madden, and like, this dude, you thought this dude was like a Madden pro. Like, this dude was just like beating me left and right, kicking my, you know what, beating me. You thought as an older brother, I would have beat him by a lot, but. He beat me a lot in Madden, and it hurt. He beat me and my dad. We would always play each other, and I hated it because I thought he was cheating. He did something in the game. I thought he always did stuff. I don't know why.
He just had like...
He had the touch. I don't know what it was. He just was good at Madden for some reason. I never was good. I was good at 2K. Like, if you were to play me 2K, it's over, bro. Like, do you think you're a good 2K player? Like, be real with yourself.
No.
When was the last 2K that you played or that you had?
I got like the... Who was on... 25 was like Booker.
Yeah.
24 was Luka. I had 24.
Who's 23?
23 was... No, 23 was Booker.
No, 23
was Booker. 24 was Luka. 25 was Shea.
Yeah. Wait, right? Let me look at NBA covers.
NBA 2K covers. Because like I had the AD one, 2K20, that was prime. Like 2K, 2K19, oh my God.
Wasn't that with Giannis?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm looking up NBA 2K covers right now. All right,
like,
let's
there
see.
Was like... Like 2K21. No, I think that was.
All right, all right, all right. Cover athletes.
Kobe was 20.
All right, so 2K26 was just Shea. 2025 was Jason Tatum. 2024 was Kobe Bryant. Yep. 2023 was Devin Booker. 2022 was Luka.
Yeah.
2021 was Zion and Damian Lillard. 2020 was Anthony Davis. 2019 was Giannis. 2K18 was Kyrie. 2017 was Paul George. 2K16 was Anthony Davis and James Harden. No, Anthony Davis, James Harden, and Steph Curry. 2015 was KD. 2014 was LeBron. And 2013 was KD.
I've had every 2K since 17.
So you've had it since?
So 17, and then I stopped in 24.
Wasn't 17 LeBron? I'm trying to see. 2017 was Paul George. So you've had Paul George, Kyrie Irving, Giannis, Anthony Davis, Damian Lillard, Zion, Luka, Devin Booker, Kobe Bryant, Jason Tatum, and Shea.
Nope, I stopped in 24. I didn't get Shea or Tatum.
You didn't get Kobe or Tatum?
I got Kobe. Oh. I didn't get Shea.
Why is there like two different like editions for it? I don't know why they...
It's always like there's like a WNBA one that you can get.
No, like they have WNBA and the NBA one. I don't know why they need a separate one. It's just so dumb. All right, who do you think the best players on a WNBA? Like your top 10, obviously. I mean,
Asia, Nafisa Collier,
Brianna Stewart,
Sabrina, Caitlin Clark,
obviously.
Alyssa Thomas, you know her?
Yep, for the Connecticut. No, she's on a new team, isn't she? She's on the Mercury? Connecticut Sun.
I think she's on the Mercury now.
I think she is actually.
Because they went to the finals, right?
No, that was the Connecticut Sun.
Oh yeah.
Dang, who would have thought they would have gotten the finals without their head coach Stephanie White? That's crazy.
Alyssa Thomas.
What about her wife, Dewana Bonner?
I don't like Dewana.
I don't like her either. Like she just quit on her team.
Quit on the Fever.
Yeah, like bro, yo, I'm not playing. Yo, I'm out, man. I'm out. I'm done.
Aaliyah Boston.
Yes. Kelsey, I don't like Kelsey Mitchell. No, hey, I don't like her.
She's like a ball hog.
She is a ball hog.
Every time she gets the ball, she's chucking it up.
Yeah, I've been telling my mom that. I was like, Mom, she is such a ball. But she's such a. She doesn't even. She averages like 2 assists a game. Yeah. Like, she's such a ball hog. I hate Kelsey Mitchell. I mean, she's a good player, but she's a ball hog. Like,
who else am I missing?
Well, you got the Liberty. Elena Delladonna in her prime was good. You got Brianna Stewart. You got Asia Wilson. You got Nafisa Call. You got Nafisa Collier. We should get that dude on right now. He's like, yeah, we should. Bro, we low-key should.
Is that tough?
Yeah,
we should. Him down.
Yeah. Yo, I should stop him, actually.
You want to?
Yeah. Yeah.
We are back with Dr. Wesley Harris.
How you doing today, man?
Pretty good. Thanks for having me.
Do you want to like introduce yourself, where you're from, you know, what you teach here at DMAC, and your program that you talked about on the Chronicle?
Sure. So I am Dr. Wesley Harris Jr. I'm originally from North Carolina, a small town outside of Charlotte, North Carolina.
A Tar Heel fan?
I grew up a Tar Heel fan.
Who's your favorite Tar Heel player of all time?
What sport?
Basketball.
Basketball, it's got to be Vince Carter.
Vince Carter? Mm-hmm. The Dunking King. What about Harrison Barnes?
MJ, I mean, I was too young.
Yeah.
Wait, how old are you?
I'm 42.
42? So you would have been like Tyler Hansborough and...
I was born after Jordan won the national championship in...
What year was that?
82.
You know what team that was against?
Houston.
Nope.
UNLV.
Nope.
I have no idea.
Georgetown and Patrick Ewing and John Thompson. Mm.
I should have known that.
Yeah. Do you remember where the game was played at?
No.
Who knows that?
The New Orleans Superdome.
He's like my youngest son is the sports.
He just keeps going on sports.
Yeah. It was where the Saints played, the New Orleans Superdome. So
okay.
Yeah. Do you like Tyler Hansborough?
No, because I went to Wake Forest University.
You went to Wake Forest? Why are you a UNC fan?
I grew up a UNC fan.
Oh, Chris Paul?
Once I went to college and chose to go to Wake Forest, I had to get rid of all my...
So there's... In North Carolina, there's NC State, Wake Forest, Duke, and North Carolina, right?
The four ACC schools.
Yeah. Which one's like the best in North Carolina?
Wake Forest.
No. Like basketball-wise. Like
Wake Forest. Why would I say any other school?
Is Chris Paul your favorite Wake Forest player?
Yeah, so I actually went to college with Chris Paul.
Did you really? You did? He's 42?
I'm a couple years older.
Yeah, he is. Oh, he's the second oldest in the league.
He's 40.
I didn't think he's...
Maybe he's 41. I don't know. I was 2 years ahead of him.
Do you know who his coach was?
Yeah, Skip Prosser.
Skip Prosser?
So I actually cheered in college. So I was traveling with teams for tournaments and things like that.
Is Skip Prosser a good coach?
Absolutely. He was amazing. I worked at Wake when he passed away.
Rest in peace. Who else was on that team with Chris Paul?
Well, before Chris got there, we had Darius Sungala. He was from Lithuania. He went to the league.
I don't know who that is. The only Wake Forest guy that I know is Chris
ball knowledge.
Josh Howard. He went to the league. He was a vet. He played for the Mavs when Nowitzki and him and Jason Terry.
Jason Kidd.
When they went to... I think they might have played in the finals.
They won 2011.
Has committed to Duke.
Who?
Josh Howard's son. I don't know his son's name, but he just committed to Duke, unfortunately. I've been ABD my whole life, anybody but Duke, because, like I said, I grew up a UNC fan and then went to Wake Forest. So
like, when UNC played against Wake Forest, were you, like biased toward one school, or were you, like...
I was solidly Wake. Once I went there, I got rid of all my Carolina Blue gear.
You just threw it out the trash?
Yeah, literally. And then I went... I was there. My first year at Wake was Carolina's 8-20 season, so I loved it.
Wait, they were eight. North Carolina basketball is 8-20.
8-20.
Who was the coach? Roy Williams.
Ooh, who was the coach at
that what year? Point?
I think it was Roy Williams.
It might have been Roy.
It was Roy.
Right after Dean Smith left.
Dean Smith, former Kansas player. I'm a Kansas fan, so.
Yeah.
We play you guys tonight, actually.
Yeah.
North Carolina, yep. At Dean Smith Center.
I'm not a
Yeah, it's
not
yeah, a, yeah, yeah, but no, we play the team that you grew up, you know, like.
I actively root against Carolina.
Were you there at the same time as Jesse Bates?
No, he's younger.
He is?
Yeah, Jesse Bates the third.
Yeah. Sam Hartman?
No, they're all young.
I know. I'm just naming Wake Forest athletes.
I was working
Tim Duncan
at Wake at that.
Oh, yep, yep. Tim Muggsy Duncan,
Bogues,
Muggsy Bogues,
Arnold
went there?
Palmer.
Yeah. Arnold, damn,
Arnold Palmer.
You guys got some good alumni, man.
Yeah, we got some heavy hitters that went.
To Who's the most famous one? Probably Tim Duncan.
Probably Arnold Palmer.
Arnold Palmer. He literally got the drink named after.
Or Brian Piccolo. Have you ever seen Brian Song, the movie with Gale Sayers and Brian Piccolo? Brian Piccolo is
the running back Gale Sayers?
Yes.
The Kansas Comet?
Yes. That's him.
So who's your...
Are you the sports comet?
Yep.
He basically.
Okay, I'm like, you know... He's really
so do you hate NC State then or what?
Yes.
You do? Every
State, he hates everybody but Wake Forest.
You do?
Exactly.
What? Well, if you were to like do an order of like who you hate the most, who you hate second, what would your order be?
Duke is at the top.
Yeah, obviously. It got to be. I hate Duke too.
If we're opening it up to anybody, Notre Dame is up there.
Notre Dame's in Indiana though.
They are. But they're in the ACC for every sport except football.
They should be in the ACC. They should be in the Big Ten for football. I don't know why they're not.
Hey. I mean, we got SMU and...
Bro, they should be in the Big 12.
We got Cal Berkeley in the ACC now.
You got teams in Florida going down all the way to play in California.
Stanford's in the ACC
now. Yeah, and Cal. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Atlantic Coast Conference, but we have California schools.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. It really doesn't.
All right.
No, I'm saying it doesn't make any sense that those schools are in the ACC. Because, like, you have schools from California going to put down in Florida all the way to the other side of the country going to go play.
Right.
And it doesn't make any sense at all.
That's... When you follow the money, that's where you get.
I mean, they had to join Sun Conference. I mean, they kind of just be in like a.
Yeah.
They should have just kept the Pac-12.
They should have, bro. I don't want to see Iowa play against USC at USC. I really don't. I mean, but
I love the Pac-12.
I do too, bro. It's
horrible for the student athletes and travel. But,
yeah.
I saw some. It's like UCLA is like one of the worst jobs in football because like nobody cares about the games. It's
a basketball school.
I know, but like their football school is like way far away from campus. Like nobody wants and nobody's bought into the football. But yeah, going back to like where you're like yeah. Where you're from. Yeah, like
back on track.
Yeah.
Let's focus. No, so I'm from North Carolina, and I born and raised North Carolina. Lived there my whole life until 2015 when I moved to Iowa, came to Iowa to do a PhD at Iowa State, did that. COVID was happening as I was wrapping up my time. And
so you got to Iowa because of that?
Yes.
So why'd you decide to come to Iowa from North Carolina?
Oh, that's a hard question. So I had some mentors who I was looking for grad programs that had a kind of justice equity focus, and they recommended that I look at Iowa State. I was still in North Carolina at that time. Broke the mic, man.
What are you doing, yeah?
Bro, I'm trying to fix it to go up, bro.
Oh.
How do you do this?
And, yeah, I was applying to grad school, and they recommended Iowa State. I had no idea where Iowa, like, was on the map. I actually thought it was south than it is. You know, it's quote-unquote flyover state.
It is.
And had a family, kids, and needed to, I was going to be leaving my job and we were going down to one income. And so I needed to find a place that was affordable, and where my kids could still go to decent school. So we moved to Ames, Iowa.
Mm, yeah. Who's your favorite Hornets player of all time?
Oh my gosh.
Muggsy.
Muggsy?
Or actually, it might be.
What about Larry Johnson?
I was going to say it might be Larry Johnson.
What about LaMelo? 6'7".
Grandma. Nah.
You don't like LaMelo?
I was a Bulls fan.
You
I
were?
Went to Hornets
game MJ?
If I could get there.
MJ has that big connection there, yep.
Yeah, if they were playing the Bulls, I wanted to be there. You know, what, it was the Pacers, you know.
What town in North Carolina did you grow up in?
It's called Albemarle.
Yeah, how far are you from Wilmington?
Probably 3 hours.
That's where MJ's from.
200. It is.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually from Brooklyn, but he
Brooklyn, New York.
Grew up in
but he was born in Brooklyn, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Was have you been to the place where his dad was? Didn't his dad get killed in North Carolina?
He did.
Have you been around like that place, like where he got like killed and stuff like
I'm
that?
I'm sure I've probably driven on that highway, that interstate, but I couldn't tell you exactly.
Like, do you know like where the location is? And
no, I'd have to look it up.
What about Kemba Walker?
What about him?
Do you like him? Like,
yeah, I mean, he's decent.
He's decent.
Yeah.
What do you think about Con Knuppel?
Con, right?
Con Knuppel, you like him?
Yeah. I don't know enough about him to.
I think he's the next Klay Thompson. I really do. I think he's a great shooter. I think he's got all the intangibles to be a good shooter. So
we'll see.
Hope. You know, you've been a Hornets fan your whole life?
Put the point. No, I was a Bulls fan.
Oh yeah.
I just went to Hornets games because they were
close. Yeah.
The local team, and especially if you can catch a glimpse of, you know, any of the other players from other teams.
How far are you from Charlotte?
About 30 minutes.
Are you a Panthers fan too, or?
No, I'm a Cowboys fan.
Rest in peace, Marshawn Nealon.
For sure.
Rest in peace. Rest in peace.
November is Men's Mental Health or Men's Health Month. Brothers, if you need somebody to talk to,
mm-hmm.
if you're a DMAC student,
yep.
feel free to come find me. I'm in the student services suite over here in Building 5.
Yeah, go find him, man. He's So why are you a Cowboys fan?
So the Panthers didn't exist when I was a kid.
Oh, true. They weren't a team till like 99, I think.
97.
Yeah.
Is when they came. And in 97, I was starting high school. And so I wasn't going to. I'm a pretty loyal person to my team. The rest of my family, a lot of my family are fans of that Washington team.
The Washington football Commanders.
Washington football.
They need to go back to the Redskins.
They do, bro.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, man, that name yeah. is tainted.
Like, yeah.
It brought them so much history.
We should not make mascots of.
Yeah. But like, why the Chiefs not change their name if they pretty much have the same thing as like a Redskin, bro? Like,
great question. Why haven't they changed their names?
I don't know.
You know, you had the Cleveland baseball team. They changed their
Yeah, and I don't know how that's offensive to anybody.
Are they the Admirals?
The Guardians.
The Guardians.
There was the Indians. I don't know how that's like bad or anything. I mean
it's making a mockery of people, like literal human beings are being made into mascots. Every other mascot is a
Florida State too.
An animal or you know, something else, unless you get like the Stanford Cardinal, but it's a tree.
Yeah, exactly. So who's your favorite Cowboy of all time?
Michael Irvin.
Miami born, Miami native.
I love Michael Irvin.
What about Troy Aikman?
Always going showboat. Primetime was up there too.
Primetime.
Best corner of all time, period.
But he was only there a short time.
How many years was he there? Like two, three?
Even though not very many.
What do you think about Jerry Jones? You like him?
Yeah, I saw a meme actually this morning that somebody said, if you make Yoda pale, he looks like Jerry Jones. And if you see the picture, it looks like Jerry Jones.
Oh my gosh, bro, that's crazy.
Jerry needs to turn over the reins
he
to
does.
Somebody
else. Not his son, bro.
No.
Because
he's been making some bad decisions.
Micah Parsons.
Yeah, Micah, why would you trade away Micah Parsons for like nothing, bro? Yeah. Like,
I mean, it's a pattern, right?
Jerry, all he cares about is money, so. What about Troy Aikman? You like him?
I did like Troy.
Oh, my God, bro.
You found the meme?
Yeah. That does look like him.
It looks like Jerry.
Do you think, so you like Troy Aikman, the dynasty of, like, the Cowboys?
I did. That was when I became a Cowboys fan, like, right as that dynasty was starting.
Emmitt Smith.
So playing football in the backyard in my neighborhood, I was Emmitt Smith if I was
Okay, Rock, hear me out.
I was Michael Irvin.
I don't think Emmitt's the best running back of all time. He had the best old line of football. He had whole.
Who's the best?
Barry Sanders.
Yeah.
Barry Sanders.
I agree with that.
There we go. We got a Cowboys fan that agrees that Barry Sanders is the best running back of all time.
I agree with that.
I mean, if Barry had Emmitt's O-line, nobody would even come close to touching his records.
I mean, he played for the Lions.
Yeah, exactly. A terrible organization.
Trash at that time.
Emmitt had the best O-line of football for like, what, like 10 years? 9 years?
Something like that. Yep.
But yeah.
And we had, you know, tight end heavy sets that we ran.
Yeah. What do you think about Jimmy Johnson? You like him?
I thought he was a good coach.
Why'd they get rid of him?
I don't know. Jerry Jones?
I mean, Jerry not, Jones no. messing.
Ask Jerry. That's the thing, right? Ask Jerry.
What about Switzer?
What about him?
You like him?
Barry Switzer?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess he was all right.
Was he better than Jimmy Johnson?
I don't think so.
You know, I mean, Jimmy Johnson won like how many Super Bowls?
You saw the dynasty that they had. He won three.
Wait, they only won three? I thought they won like four or something.
No, he won three with the Cowboys, I believe. You know, somebody will have to fact check that, but I'm pretty sure it was 91, 92.
I think it was 91, 92, and 95 probably.
Was it not?
What about Romo?
Yeah.
He's a good announcer, though. I like while listening to him.
Yeah, sideline commentary.
Like, he'll say a play.
Put him in the booth.
I know. He'll say a play, and then they'll do it the next play. Like, it's crazy.
He had the skill set, but he was too unpredictable.
What do you mean by that? Like,
he just wasn't consistent.
Dez Bryant?
Dez was nice.
Bro, didn't he throw his helmet at somebody in practice or something like that? I feel like
he got into a fight.
Yeah, he got into a fight.
He was like cheesing while he was like choking somebody out.
Was he really? Bro's a savage for doing that, bro. Yeah. And then he went to the Saints and he didn't do anything. And then he went to the Ravens.
Like Steve Smith.
Yeah.
The Panthers. Like, love to fight.
Yeah. Like, got kind of like with, you know, CJ Gardner Johnson?
No.
The guy that like punched somebody like midair, like, but the Saints.
I saw that clip. But
yeah, that was him. He like gets in fights with everybody. I don't know why. Yeah. But yeah. So do you have a fantasy team? Do you do fantasy football? Or?
I don't.
You don't? You just don't have time for it?
I'm a more of a college, high school sports person.
That's fair.
I have teams in most of the professional sports leagues, but
that's
I
fair.
Don't necessarily follow those as close as I do college and high school sports. Like the pure amateur.
How many classes are there in North Carolina? Like in Iowa, the highest class is 5A.
Right now? I don't know. We used to be four.
Four?
And then they split that and you had like one, like single A, one double A, two single A, two double A. And so they had split.
What was Jordan's high school?
Laney?
Yeah, he went to Laney.
I think they were 4A.
Do you guys ever play Laney or?
No. My high school was
1A.
And then I think they went to like 1AA. At some point, they were 2A. But I'm from a pretty small, I mean, my town is like 15,000, 18,000 people.
Damn.
So I thought it was super small. And then I came to Iowa and, you know, people say they graduated with 15 kids in their high school graduating class. So,
do you live in Ankeny or where do you live?
I'm in Ames.
You live in Ames? How far of a drive is that from?
It's probably about 45 minutes each way.
Yeah. If
I'm coming to Ankeny campus, if I'm going, you know, Boone campus, 20 minutes.
So how many days a week are you at DMAX campus?
So I have one remote day. Usually on Thursdays I'm remote. Monday through Wednesday and Friday I'm either here at Ankeny. Sometimes I'm at Boone, Urban, West. Sometimes I go out to Newton and Carroll, but those are less frequently than Urban, Ankeny, and Boone are where I probably you can find me most often.
Talk about the thing that you talked about.
Yeah, Jaden on. Let's talk about the first to finish.
Talk about that.
So first to finish. So first, I'll say, DMAC this year has made some commitments to supporting first generation student success, and so we have two kind of key initiatives that
you want to define, like what a first generation student is.
Yeah, so a first generation student is, according to DMAC's definition that we moved to in January of this year, so January 2025, DMAC moved to a definition of first-generation student being a student whose parents or guardians have not completed a four-year or bachelor's degree. And so that's a shift from previously we asked on the application, and maybe when you all applied, I don't remember what years you are. It might have asked, have either of your parents or guardians attended college? And so that's pretty broad. Didn't say what type of college, didn't say 2 year, 4 year, didn't say have they completed a degree, didn't ask if they were taking classes for credit or not. It just, have they attended college, yes or no? And we switched to kind of be in line with federal definitions of first generation college going students. And so, as I said, we have two initiatives that we kicked off in July of this year. The first, that is a DMAC specific district wide initiative, we joined the First Gen Forward Network, which is a network of about 500 or so colleges and universities across the United States that have made a dedicated commitment to supporting first generation student success. So allocating resources, being better about data collection and data sharing related to first generation students, and making sure that we do a good job of sharing resources that are both in the institution and in the communities that we serve. So that's the First Gen Forward Network. DMAC is now a network member. Looking forward to doing some things. One of the things we had to do as part of joining that network is participate in National First Generation College Celebration Day. November 8th is when that is typically celebrated, but because this year November 8th falls on Saturday, it's tomorrow, we don't have...
So, what is that, celebrated? So, what is that, what is their, purpose of, having that day and stuff like that?
Yeah, so I think, actually, back in 2017, the Council on Opportunity and Education and what was at that time called the NASPA First Generation Student Success Center, they wanted to recognize... In 1965, I believe, President Lyndon B. Johnson signed the Higher Education Act into law, and it was a way for the federal government to commit additional resources to do more strategic things related to post-secondary education or higher education. And so November 8th is the date that he signed that into law. And so that is the date that they chose to commemorate each year, National First Generation College Celebration Day. DMAC this year, we celebrated on Wednesday, November 5th, 2025, because as I said, it falls on a Saturday. We don't have lots of Saturday classes. Our students aren't typically on campus on Saturday, so we chose a day. Lots of other institutions celebrate. Many of them have shifted to doing a multi-day, sometimes a week-long celebration. Some people do a month-long celebration. But we did a series of events across the district here at Ankeny campus from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. We had student activities. They popped popcorn to get students in, here.
Right, I saw that, actually. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
The food court, popcorn, you smell it. It draws people in, and then we had an opportunity to have conversations with students. We had some of our campus partners that tabled, so TRIO, which is another federal program that supports first-generation low-income and students with disabilities primarily. They have their student success, student support services, tabled at the event and shared information about how students can get involved with TRIO SSS. We had IJAG, which is Iowa Jobs for America's Graduates.
Yeah, I took that class in high school, actually. Partner. Yeah, it's a good class, yeah.
Yeah, they do a lot of workforce development and career-related coaching, training, et cetera. They tabled. And then that brings us to First to Finish Local College Access Network, or First to Finish LCAN. Is the second new initiative that DMAC is involved with to support first-generation student success. And First to Finish, as the name says, the Local College Access Network, the premise is to build college-going culture among youth in Iowa. We specifically wrote this grant to support first-generation students in Des Moines as the target population. The Iowa Department of Education has some high priority areas, and Des Moines is a location that is high priority, and first generation college going students are a population of students that are high priority, that have been labeled as high priority by the state. And so we wrote the grant to fit the needs of the state, and we have some resources. We just started July 1, actually this past Monday, November 3rd, we hired a coordinator for the First to Finish LCAN program. Her name is Shauna Gisi, Dr. Shauna Gisi. She, as I said, started on Monday. She will bring together folks. The Local College Access Network says have a topic or an issue that you want to address related to building college going culture, bring a bunch of individuals and organizations to the table to have conversation and commit to supporting that opportunity. And so we're excited. We have a leadership team that includes Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Central Iowa, IJAG, Avenue Scholars of Des Moines, the ICANN or Iowa College Access Network. We partner with the admissions, transfer admissions folks at Iowa State. We've put out calls to some other community organizations to join the leadership team. And then internally here at DMAC, we have partnerships with admissions and recruitment, the College and Career Transition Services area, so the CCTCs that are out in the schools, with TRIO, SSS, and TRIO Upward Bound, which serves pre-college students, and a number of other organizations are all partnering with us to try to build college-going culture for first-generation students in Des Moines. But we have the opportunity to support any student that shows up.
So what do you like most about working here at DMAC?
The students. I mean, I'm a student first, professional. I've worked in K-12. I worked in higher education. What fuels me, what brings me back, I get energy from interacting with students. So being here and building
Doing this?
Five, yeah, being here in Building 5. I actually met Jaden a few weeks ago.
I helped him with his logo.
Yeah. Did you have some good ideas for your logo?
Well, I had a mock-up.
He had like three different ones to choose from, and Ooh. I had to pick like the
Do
best
Do you like one. The logo that he chose?
Yeah, it was actually the one that I gravitated towards.
So is this like your business own logo, or like what is this logo like for? And like,
no, so this is for the First to Finish LCAN program. We were working with DMAC's marketing department.
Okay, and that's nice.
One of the graphic designers had mocked up a few different designs, and I... Instead of it just being me looking at it and a couple other folks that work here, I said, well, why not get students involved? I'm always a person who, if we're talking about students, we're building something to support students or to work with students, got to go straight to the source. And so I just walked through the food court, saw Jaden and another student sitting at a table talking to Dr. Albert Farr, who is a colleague in my suite, asked them, hey, which of these logos, you know, do you gravitate toward? What stands out? What would you change? You know, all of those types of things.
Yeah.
So, grateful to get some feedback from students, and hopefully folks like the logo, and more importantly...
You got a picture of the logo? Programs. You think I can see it real quick?
Yeah, I have one on my
It's a good phone. Logo.
Yeah, yeah. I usually like a lot of logos, so hopefully that, you know, I can...
I like a lot of logos.
I do.
Yeah, so part of the logo, I don't know why it blacked out. Part of the logo, or what we were going for, is we wanted to have academics as kind of the primary feature. And so it features a graduation cap.
Man, that looks good, bro. I like that logo.
Then we're doing a lot of racing type.
So like this is like a network? Things.
So it's a network.
So you guys have like a website and stuff like that? Or
we will. It's currently being developed with DMAC's marketing department.
I like that logo. That's a cool logo right there. I really do. Did you help him design that?
I didn't design it. I chose it. Like, I picked.
Way to go, man. Yes, sir. Good job. That's a good logo. I like it.
Gave some feedback on, like, what would you change? And there were some blurring of letters and things. And so we were
nice.
Able to change it up.
What's your advice for DMAC students?
Take advantage of all the resources that DMAC provides. If you don't know, ask your academic advisor, ask any of us that work on campus, whether we are on the academic side teaching classes as faculty and instructors, or if we're on the staff side, providing support resources and services to students. Talk to folks. You know, I always tell students, close mouths, don't get fed.
What do you say? Can you say
that
again?
Close mouths, don't get fed.
That is true.
So, you know, if you don't ask, the answer is automatically a no.
Yeah, exactly.
And so make someone tell you no, mm-hmm. You know, and challenge yourselves. you know, take the most rigorous courses you can. If you're interested in something and you're not sure what you specifically want to do, take a class and see if it's that thing. Yeah. Be open. Be curious.
What's your favorite DMAC campus?
Ooh. That's a hard one. I like Ankeny campus. It feels more like a college campus because of like how sprawling the campus is.
Yeah.
You know, having the food vendors out here
in for sure.
The food court. It just feels like you're driving on, you know, you got the kind of meandering road that brings you in from whatever entrance you come into campus.
Yep, I do too. I feel like that too.
The lake is always a great feature.
Plus, you have like all the buildings outside too that you can like see like once you go out.
Yeah, you got the courtyard right here outside of building 5 all the way over to building 1. So
I have a point to make though. Like they need to move sports to Ankeny campus.
They do.
I don't know why they're all the way in Boone.
I would just go to the sports games and I would just, you know.
Yeah, my understanding is that they're at Boone campus because it used to be like Boone Junior College or something like that.
Did it really?
And they already had athletics, and so when they became part of DMAC, they kept the athletics there. But yeah, y'all should get out and support DMAC.
Dude, I wish that the sports were here. I wish the sports were actually like here at Ankeny, because I go to basketball, I would go to football. I mean, I go to baseball, but you should see this dude taking pictures, bro. He's got some good pictures.
The most I got is the intermural.
Flex by JJP. You should follow him. He's got good pictures.
He does. I try to get out.
I'll get there.
Here, I'll show you some pictures.
Today's the 7th. They have a game tonight. I don't remember who they're playing. The DMAC Bears.
What
men's
sport?
Basketball team. I saw it on the Boone campus.
Here, I'll show you right here. What is it, Flicks by JJP?
Yeah, any of them, really. You could have just went to the DMAC Chronicle.
Here's some pictures right here.
Yeah, it's a DMAC Bears blowout. Men's basketball versus Moraine Valley.
Here's one. Flicks for the first DMAC intramural volleyball games.
Flicks by JJP.
I go to the football one. Go to the football one.
Yeah.
Go to, like, the first post.
Flicks by JJP.
Or these are the ones I see on IG. From intramurals,
there's like an intramural page, like they have their own videos and stuff. But then I go there too and take pictures, like to practice, because like that's what I want to do with my future. I think.
Got you. So are you in the design, media, and arts?
Yeah, journalism.
I'm in journalism too.
Got it. I'm about to follow.
Yeah, but you gotta check it out. He's got some good stuff on there for sure.
The football ones are better.
Just got a follower.
It's hard, but it's hard to get it like inside because like there's either not enough lighting or too much lighting, and I can't like, but like outside there's just natural light, like it's the sun.
Mm. So like, you got any questions for him?
I think he answered most of them.
I'm trying to think of
he did pretty good.
So you said you're from North Carolina, you're a Cowboys fan. What's your high school name? I want to know that.
So I went to actually a unique high school called the North Carolina School of Science and Mathematics. It's a residential public high school.
So what is that? Like anybody can come in and?
No, you actually apply, take the SAT.
Dang. So it's like a college
prep. It's a part of the UNC system. So it's the only high school, fully high school, that is a part of the UNC, University of North Carolina college system.
Nice.
And now they just expanded to have a second campus. So the main campus that I went to is in Durham, North Carolina. About a mile or so from Duke's East Campus, which is where their first year students or freshman students live.
So it's like a college campus pretty much. Like you have to apply and like stuff like that.
You
like
apply. College. You live on campus.
So they have like dorms that you live in? It's like a college prep school. Like IMG we're talking about here.
Yeah, basically. And it's only for juniors and seniors. They take a certain
number of sophomores? Students.
No, we just have juniors and seniors. So you do your first 2 years at your home high school in your town. You apply your sophomore year.
So it's like a community college pretty much. It's like kind of like here, but.
But it's high school.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, the classes are college prep. I think there is some agreement at this point with the UNC college system that if you successfully complete high school there and, you know, you maintain certain GPA and all that, that you get admission to one of the UNC system schools.
How far is Durham from Charlotte?
It's probably about an hour and a half.
What about Chapel Hill to
Durham? It's probably about 15 minutes.
No, Chapel Hill
to Charlotte?
Yeah.
Probably about an hour and a half still.
What about Where's NC State at?
Raleigh.
Yeah, where? How far is that from?
About the same distance.
So they're all kind of like.
So Chapel Hill, Durham, Chapel Hill make. I'm sorry, Chapel Hill, Durham, and Raleigh make up the Research Triangle Park.
They do.
Or if you heard of RTP, it's like that Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill area. That's part of Tobacco Road, and then that's why Wake Forest used to be.
Where's that at?
It used to be in
the Winston-Salem.
It used to be in the town of Wake Forest. It was founded in the town of Wake Forest, which is right near Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill. But the Reynolds Tobacco Empire donated land, and Wake Forest moved to Winston-Salem, North Carolina, in 1956, I believe.
So who were the – obviously MJ. Who were some of the most like famous athletes from North Carolina? Obviously, you got to start with MJ, the GOAT. I mean, I think some other guys.
Man, there's a lot. I mean, you got Jerry Stackhouse.
Yep.
He's from
Kinston. Coach at Vanderbilt right now.
Yeah, he's from Kinston, North Carolina. You got a bunch of kids that came out of
– weren't that the Zellers? No, they're from Indiana. Hansborough, isn't he from North Carolina?
I don't think he's originally from North Carolina. I don't remember where he's from. I mean, you just got a lot of – you got a lot of people – from North Carolina. You got B.J. Hill, who plays for the Bengals, I believe.
Okay. Yeah, Jesse Bates.
Jesse Bates the third. Well, he's not from North Carolina.
He's not. Think.
James Worthy.
Yep, James Worthy.
Denico Autry.
Yep.
Plays for the Houston Texans. He's from my hometown.
What's it called?
Albemarle, North Carolina.
So is he like a good friend of yours? Or?
Yeah, family. Uh-huh. Yeah.
What team is he on? Is he on the...
He plays for the Texans now. He was with the Titans before that. He got drafted, I believe, by the Raiders out of Mississippi State.
He didn't go to Wake Forest or any of the NC States?
No, he actually started at East Mississippi Community College. So if you ever watched... Yeah.
Last Chance U?
Last Chance U. He played, I think, a couple of the seasons prior to them filming that Netflix show. Yeah, so, I mean, there's a bunch of people. I can't rattle them off the top of my head.
But Mia Hamm? You know who that is?
Yeah, I know Mia Hamm.
She went to UNC. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's the greatest women's soccer player of all time, probably.
What about Megan Rapinoe?
She's up there.
Alex Morgan? Mia you think Hamm, she's better than Alex Morgan?
I mean, Mia Hamm set the stage for a lot of them.
Yeah.
It's like trying to compare, you know, Ron
and MJ.
Who do you think the NBA go is?
MJ. I'm gonna always say MJ because I'm a Bulls fan and I saw MJ play.
Bronco never lost the finals. So. Could have won more if you. If,
yeah, six rings.
Never lost the finals. Came out of retirement and could have won more rings if he didn't go play baseball. He likes LeBron, but I'm not hating on him. I mean,
yeah.
It's just like it's like he's in my generation. Like I've watched him play. Like I would never understand MJ's greatness because I never witnessed him play in real time.
MJ dropped 38 points at the flu. Like no,
you gotta think Dream Team.
Yeah,
I mean he won a college national championship.
I think he's one of the only players in NBA history to win a college championship and an NBA championship.
An Olympic gold medal.
Yeah,
you know you just add all of those things. Yeah, just the gold.
Yeah, I mean, he's...
And the teams that he was playing against, you know, he was playing...
Karl Malone, John Stockton, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Kareem.
The Pistons dynasty.
Yeah, Isaiah Thomas, Bill Laimbeer. Remember he said...
The Bad Boys.
Yeah, they would throw him around, they would do a lot of stuff, and he overcame them, and you know, he just...
And it wasn't touch fouls and all that.
No, like, if you touch somebody right now, that's get called a foul. They are so soft.
Guys chain smoking when they played.
I could see Dennis Rodman doing that.
Right, and having... And other jobs and things like that.
So who's the best rebounder of all time?
Rodman.
100%. Like, this dude would average like 55 rebounds and average like 0 points.
He wasn't even worried about points.
No.
He went out there and grabbed rebounds.
But he could also score if he wanted.
If he wanted to, he could average like 20 and 20.
He could. Out there getting in people's heads.
That's why Jordan won, is because he had
literally
Dennis.
Throwing people off that they couldn't even focus on the game because. He would just do ridiculous things.
Remember Jordan? All right, I go to Dennis's room, and I'm not going to say what's in his bed or, you know, all that stuff. And him coming to my room was him of saying, okay, I'm sorry. Like, remember the last dance? Partying. The last dance? Yeah. Bro, he would go out and party, and he'd drop like 90 rebounds the next game. This dude's crazy. He's a savage, bro. He's just so crazy. But, Yeah, man. I mean, that's how I got.
Now his daughter is one of the up and coming.
Oh, yeah. Trinity Rodman. Trinity, yep. Rodman. Great
with,
soccer
with
player.
Ben
soccer
Shelton. Players.
Who's Ben? Oh,
Ben Shelton, the tennis player. They're together.
I think I saw something about that, couple. Actually. Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You know who Ben Shelton is?
I know who he is. Yeah, I didn't know.
She looks just couple. Like him. But I don't think they were really like talking anymore.
No,
I mean,
they don't. He wasn't really
like
a dad
Dennis
to her.
Rodman.
No,
you were saying she looks like Ben.
Yeah, I was gonna.
No, but she does look like Dennis Rodman though, a little bit.
Dennis wasn't really a good dad for her, but
no, he wasn't really there. But yeah, man, that's all I really got for you. Thank you for coming on this podcast and talking about your stuff, man.
Appreciate the opportunity. Come find me. I'm in Building 5.
Come find him, man. Building 5.
Like, do you have a room or something in there?
I'm in office.
Or you just
1120B.
Okay.
You heard him right. 1120B. Go check this guy out. He's got some good stuff. And yeah, man, thank you for coming on, man.
Cool. Thanks for catching me.
Yeah. You're welcome, man. Anytime, man. Appreciate it.
Yep. Is this like done?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Northwest. Go Northwest. Go Iowa. Go Kansas. Yeah, let's get out of
here.
We'll
catch you on the next podcast.
Yeah. See ya.
Northwest is watching.
Yeah, I went to that school. So.
Oh, okay. Here.